Welcome back.
That's Dr. Lee Yardley. We're here. Thank you for joining us here on the show. In just a moment, Dr. Yardley, we're going to talk to one of your patients, Ken, who apparently was facing surgery. Now, you're not going to tell me that your procedure replaces surgery necessarily.
No, but spinal surgery does, you know, have a low success rate. And I think that if someone's facing it, they should explore more conservative options first.
Well, let's find out what he has to say. We'll talk to Ken here. Ken, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
And Dr. Lee Yardley is here.
Hi, Ken.
Hi, Dr. Yardley.
So, Ken, let's talk about what led you to go see Dr. Yardley. What were you suffering from? What was going on in your life?
I had a lot of headaches, a lot of stress and pain in my neck and in my shoulders. And it was very painful. And I was having trouble sleeping, and it was affecting my posture. I was leaning to the left quite a bit.
What kind of impact was that having on your day-to-day life, Ken?
It was having a pretty severe impact. When socially, the pain was so great that it would shut me down in the evenings, a lot of times around 4 or 5 o'clock, and I would have to go to bed very close to that time. In the past, I did not. I stayed up to 10 or 11, and I would just become quiet if we were out socially, because pain does captivate your attention.
Absolutely,
to
sure.
To a degree.
And you talked to some doctors, I know, and what were they saying to you? What needed to be done?
Well, what happened, I was suffering this pain from about May or June. I got in contact with Dr. Yardley, and I just started treatments with him when I got blood poisoning. That's called cespis, I think they call it.
Okay.
Whatever. And I had a very rough time with that, and when I was in the hospital, I got out in about 4 days. They sent me to a neurosurgeon, and I had to go get an MRI because they saw things in a CAT scan in my neck region, in my upper cervical region. And so I went and saw this doctor and saw the pictures, which weren't very good at all. I could understand what he was saying, and he wanted to remove the backside of my vertebrates, 5 for sure, maybe 6. And I had learned from Dr. Yardley there's only 7 of them there. It scared me quite a bit. I was very concerned about it. And so he said, we'll schedule surgery in September. And my comment was, well, can we wait a little bit? And he said I needed it soon, very soon. And so I said, how about October? And I said, well, could I wait to the end of the year? And I was trying to gain time. I know that wasn't the right thing, but it was just so shocking to me, the thought of having those things removed and just what that might do. And he gave me a window of less than a year and probably said 3 months, maybe 6.
All right, so you went to see Dr. Yardley. He did the procedure on you.
Correct.
And what happened?
After I had that adjustment, the great thing was my headaches stopped real soon after that. I mean, they went from being very severe to very little headache at all.
Mm-hmm. How about your neck pain and your low back pain?
My neck pain and my back pain definitely got better, but it was more gradual. It was not like the headache that went away immediately.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it took some time, and it's improved substantially.
So where are you today? Are you still looking at surgery?
No, I am not. And I have been called twice by the doctor and asked if I wanted to come in, if I was scheduling surgery. I told him I was doing much better, and I would like to continue doing that. You
so
know?
Tell me about your quality of life today.
Well, that's improved. That's improved quite a bit. I was able to start mowing my lawn again and doing some of that stuff and working out in the gym a little bit. And I'm gradually doing that. I don't want to overdo things, but I know I'm getting better. And the idea of not having that surgery is just wonderful feeling. When I found out I was supposed to have that, I was able to get in contact with 2 people that have had that neck pain and that kind of stuff and had the surgery, and one of them is fused, his back and his neck, and if you want to talk to him, he has to turn to face you. And that's, I didn't want that, and he kind of wished he hadn't had it, but he had it, and it's been a while. And the other person is going through, she had much more complications, though. She had an injury, physical injuries, shoulder and neck and everything, but she's in her 5th surgery and wears a neck brace, and it's just something I'm so glad that Dr. Yardley helped me so I didn't have to go through that. If I hadn't been in contact with him and tried him out and come and seeing him, I would have gone for it because my pain was so strong and my condition and not sleeping and having difficulty at night it was getting a little bit more to me than I could handle. It was overwhelming.
Well, Ken, I want to take a moment to say thank you for coming on with us. It's really a pleasure to talk with you. It sounds like you've had a great experience with Dr. Yardley.
I have had a wonderful experience.
Well, Ken, thank you so much. We really appreciate you taking the time to be with us.
You're welcome.
Dr. Yardley, I can't think of anything more frightening than a doctor saying that they were going to surgically work on my neck, you know, go in there and root around. I just don't, no thank you. Mm-hmm. It sounds like in the case of Ken, I mean, he was feeling the same thing, and you made a big change in his life.
Absolutely. And he's doing so much better.
And it's all with aligning the brain and the body?
And facilitating the body's ability to heal itself.
Now, maybe you've been listening to this and you're intrigued, or you're thinking, you know, maybe that'll work for me. Well, you can find out if you're a candidate for care with Dr. Lee Yardley, D.C. It's really simple. Health Improving Lives Naturally, next with Dr. Lee Yardley on AM 770, The Truth.